The plan's telling us to see Wayno tomorrow, and you know who's going to follow him out there on the mound tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll get Brian and Tuno to release it. But Ponce will also be in that mix, and we're still figuring out whether that's going to be a 7 or 9 inning game. I've got to talk to Don about it. So, you know, we won't go much further than that, but you can expect to see Ponce back up Wayno.
Rick Hummel, St. Louis Post-Dispatch.
And show me what is likely to happen today, you know.
Today's schedule?
Yeah.
I love our schedule today. You know, it's unique because once you get to start games, you either have a day off that's declared or you play. And then you have sub-schedules within that, especially when you go on the road. Now we have a day off. We've declared our days off for the entire camp to be the 6th and 21st of March. So today's schedule is fun because we have layers of it that we first of all have a, it's not only a sim game, it's an actual straight up game. So the layers to the schedule are this: the pitchers have their own program, the non-throwers, they'll play catch, do some different things in their routine from a PFP standpoint. So that part's not overly unique to them. Position player schedule is a little bit more unique. The guys that played in the game typically on the second day, they get a blow. So that simulated game or that game that we're going to, more of an inter-squad game, quite honestly. We've got 6 players that will just get some at-bats and not participate in the game. And then we've got some guys that were in the game yesterday on the field that will also just get some at-bats in live BP with Miller and Hicks. And then we've got some guys that just feel good about their swings that came in and just wanted to get some early work and some attention to their swing. So we've got multiple layers of the guys that played in the game yesterday really being more of an offensive day, getting what they individually need. And then the guys that didn't get on the dirt yesterday, getting them in a, you know, competitive situation and getting their legs under them and back in a competitive baseball sense in an inter-squad game for 4.5 innings.
Oh, now what time does that game start now?
I knew you were going to ask me that. It'll be on field 1, and I believe that game's going to start around 11 o'clock. There's a few moving pieces that allow the schedule to be a little fluid, which is why I'm not completely firm on the time. But I loved our schedule today.
Thanks.
Zach Silver, MLB.com.
Forgive me if I misheard you, but were you saying that Hicks and Andrew are facing live hitters today in this game, or is that a different process?
That's different. Yeah, that's okay. They are not pitching in the inter-squad game. They're pitching in a live batting practice session that will take place after the game. And some of the hitters that played in the game yesterday, position players, will take some at-bats against them, and that'll be their day.
And is that kind of just they're still in their little, you know, their run, they're kind of taking their time with getting used to hitters and stuff, taking, you know, I know you said Andrew's a pace car, but you're kind of still giving them their time to get used to hitters again.
Yeah, I mean, we have a progression how we bring our pitchers along, and we go from bullpens to live batting practice into games. So that's their live batting practice where pitchers throw to hitters for the first time in more of a controlled setting.
And from yesterday, you know, I know Alex is getting a chance to start, but just how, I mean, seeing what he does in one inning and, you know, able to kind of switch gears and really maximize in one inning, does that just, I mean, I know he was closing last year, but how, like, tantalizing does that make him just to see him go full throttle in one inning like that? How fun is it to watch that from your vantage point?
That's great. I mean, it's wonderful. I mean, it makes you a lot smarter when you can run a guy like that out there and he's that kind of stuff and he's commanding like Alex did. He was in control of everything he was doing. With pretty much all his pitches, he was Alex. He was super sharp, and his elite skill set was playing. The fact of the matter is that skill set can play as a starter and as a reliever, and we've talked about we'll still figure out what his innings look like for the year, which may dictate him being in more of a reliever's role, high leverage reliever's role, without any absolute definition to it. But right now we're bringing him along as a starter, and we're going to evaluate as the camp goes.
And are you able to just kind of conceptualize how tough it is for a hitter for him to go up to 97 and then dial it back all the way down to 79? Just that that speed change, how much it can throw a hitter off on, you know, on an instant.
Yeah, I mean, I can't conceptualize it from an experience standpoint, but I can sure know what it looks like and evaluate what swings it look like. And there's not a lot. Alex Reyes is not a comfortable at bat.
Rick Hummel?
Yes, sir.
All right. Any last questions for Jeff Jones?
Mike, this will be the first time you've seen Jordan face live hitters in about 2 years now. Speaking of guys that you're really excited to watch, what's going to be the thrill to see Jordan out there against hitters today?
Just happy he's got, you know, he's checked off a lot of boxes. I don't exaggerate that too much because you go through a rehab process, and I've been on the rehab side of it on the minor league setting, coordinating camps that, you know, we used to do our rehabs down here, and I've seen a lot of guys go through rehab, and I recognize that that's quite a journey. And so, you know, he's getting to the tail end of that journey to his credit, and it's going to be most importantly rewarding for him to go out there and be able to face live hitters for the first time, as you mentioned, in approaching 2 years. So I'm just happy for him that he's been able to go about it the way he has, and the reward is in that journey that he's able to get back on the mound and start competing against major league hitters.
As it looks so far, is he still pointed at opening day? Does that still look like that's real for Jordan?
He's throwing alive today, and that we've got 29 more days of camp, so he's in really good shape to make our club, yes.